Welcome, my friends, to the Generations Radio broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host, with you today, coming to you from my basement out here in the Eastern Plains of Colorado. I'm a homeschool father of five, and we put this program together as a family project. A number of my children team up to do the editing and the promotion advertising on the internet. Most of what we do is on the internet because it's way too expensive to run the AM and FM radio programs. But we do get many donations to keep this program on the air. We appreciate all our sponsors. Dave Buhner, by the way, also in studio with us as we are in my basement at the very, very edge of Western civilization. That is the Eastern Plains of Colorado, and watching the demise of it from Europe down into North America, and including Australia, New Zealand, and every other developed nation that has been affected by or infected by the Western humanist existentialistic worldviews. All right, now here, friends, we have an amazing thing playing out right now. The wheels are coming off of this whole healthcare thing in Washington, D.C. It's fun to watch. Dave, it's fun to watch.
It's fun to watch a plane crash.
Well, okay, the wheels are coming off of this thing. And the President of the United States just spoke to the nation in a press conference this morning. And friends, he's given us a year. Dave, he's giving the individual mandate a year. He's saying you get keep your insurance for a year. And the reason for that is because they only got about 100,000 people to sign up on their website. And my understanding is there are more than 100,000 individual payers in America. And 5 million have lost their insurance, while 100,000 paid signed up to the new government-sponsored bells and whistles flashy thing that doesn't work very well.
And it's my understanding that even that 100,000 number is a bit of a stretch. It's government accounting. This has been a total fiasco so far.
Dave, government has gotten involved in auto manufacturing, too. Government's gotten involved in a few things.
Oh, that's not fair. Just because a few Chevy Volts burned down houses, that's not a fair comparison.
You know, how many people went out and bought a Chevy Volt?
Only those who were very rich.
About 100,000. Not even 100,000. Probably about 15 of them bought a Chevy Volt because the rest of them wanted to buy something off the free market. Why? Because it's a better product. Okay? Because it's a better product. Government has the mud touch. Everything it touches turns to mud. And it's proving itself here in the government-sponsored healthcare program. Of course, America's trying to move to socialism, and they're not moving as quick as other nations. Other nations, no-brainer. Other Western nations, it was a no-brainer. They just said, hey, government's got to pay for the whole thing, so get rid of all the insurance. See ya. They got rid of all the private enterprise stuff, and they just turned on socialism or communism, wherever they were. And the people just went along with it. In America, we're trying to do socialism light, and it's not working quite as well. But, Dave, I think they're going to get it. I think they're going to get total socialism. Even though the government's going to give us a year to maintain our own insurance programs, they're going to push it off for a year. I mean, the fact of the matter is they are dead set to get 78% of Americans on the dole.
Kevin, this is smoke and mirrors. This is pure smoke and mirrors distraction. This is the magician doing a flourish with his right hand, and meanwhile, his left hand is doing something deceitful. In this case, the deceit is going to cost you big. What's happening right now is they are going to destroy the plans right now that people are losing. These are the individual plans. They're going to destroy them by regulation. They're saying, oh, we're not going to force you to move off of these plans. We're going to back off of that mandate. Instead, we're just going to destroy the plans behind the scenes. And then in a year, then we'll go back and force it. Now, what's happening here is there is a progression of socialism. These are just the plans that somebody would buy on the individual market. Like if you didn't have Samaritan and health sharing ministries in your household, and you went called up Aetna, or you called up Blue Cross Blue Shield, or whoever was available in your marketplace, and you wanted to buy insurance for your family in the open market. That's what's being canceled. What's coming up will be the cancellation of the plans of people who get it from their employer. The employer mandate.
Right. That's next.
That's the big one.
Right. This is the small one.
This is just
kid's play right now.
This isn't even the overture. This is the orchestra warming up.
They're moving towards completely socializing medical insurance in America, friends. This is the direction. And what we see right now is an amazing portrayal of government incompetence, government socialism, and tyrannical endeavors, and government sponsorship of immorality at the very same time. In a program a couple days ago, we talked about how people are looking at divorce because they're finding they're going to get better subsidies if they're divorced, if they're living together out of wedlock versus living together in wedlock in a biblical sense. Immorality is, of course, going to be funded by socialism. Government is pulling together three things right now, and it is an amazing portrayal of what government does worst, and that is governmental tyranny, bringing more and more people under the rubric and control and funding of absolute government in America. Government-sponsored immorality and government-sponsored incompetence, because government's always incompetent when it centralizes control over these things. It's interesting, while China is more and more decentralizing, Russia has more and more decentralized, the Western socialist countries are centralizing and moving more and more people under the more comfortable form of socialism here in the United States. And Dave, I want to refer a little bit to the Colorado ads. The Obamacare Colorado link is producing a number of controversial ads. They're really just tacky ads, but they really depict the heart and the soul of what Obamacare is all about. The heart and the soul of the socialist liberal agenda. And friends, these are the ads that are selling the Colorado form of Obamacare in our state. Of course, Colorado does pretty much the most despicable and the worst possible displays of socialism or immoral support of any other state I've seen. In fact, it seems like Colorado shows up anytime there's something despicable going on and the national news covers it. Typically, it's Colorado that's leading the pack. Well, Dave, these ads are pretty disgusting. I mean, they're basically supporting the idea of immorality, of fornication. Fornicate as much as you want, drink as much as you want, get as drunk as you want to get, and take God's name in vain, and just party hardy. And it supports, you know, all this fornication, homosexuality, because Obamacare is there to provide for your medical needs when you get AIDS and when you get your sexually transmitted diseases and when your liver goes out on you. Thankfully, there's always Obamacare. And so, Dave, as you look at those ads, you think at first it's tongue-in-cheek. There's a little bit of satire here. They're making fun of the whole thing. But I think they're taking themselves seriously, and they are seriously trying to sell Obamacare on the idea that you can party hardy, you could be as irresponsible as you want to be, and somebody else will have to pay for it.
Yeah, the ads are, got the title, Got Insurance, so it's like Got Milk. They're targeting a younger age segment. And the reason is because people who are healthy and young generally haven't been buying these expensive plans. They've been counting on good health, getting them through life until they're older and they get become responsible and buy insurance until they get a family. So they're targeting these young people who have to pay in the plan in order for these plans to be able to redistribute wealth to those who need it. So that's why they're targeting this younger segment. And they're selling what they believe the younger segment is interested in and what the government is interested in propagating. So they says got insurance, like the first ad here, brosurance, brosurance. Now, what is brosurance? Well, we got a guy doing a handstand on a beer keg, and he's got the spigot in his mouth, mm-hmm. and two of his buddies are holding his legs up. So ostensibly, he's at some kind of frat party. Yep. He's drinking as much beer as he can, but he's doing it upside down. Yep. And the ad says keg stands are crazy. Not bad, by the way. Just crazy, man. Like,
party down, dude.
Not having health insurance is crazier.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy, man.
Ergo, who cares if you break God's law at every point? What you really need is a socialist government to provide for you when your liver gives out on you. Okay, friends, these are the sorts of ads, and there's another one about a woman with birth control pills. She's approaching a cool-looking guy. She hardly knows him, but, you know, she wants to jump into bed with him and fornicate living daylights. And it's okay, because Obamacare is there to provide your birth control. It's, you know, Dave, this is socialist healthcare at its best. Of course, promoting a thoroughly debauched system, Christians ought to have no part of it. No part of it at all. This whole mandated abortifacient funding thing in Colorado and throughout the United States on the part of Obamacare is just unacceptable for families. I mean, they're subsidizing irresponsible, immoral behavior. They're saying they're doing this, okay? That's what it's all about. That's the worldview.
They're glamorizing sin is what they're doing.
Yeah, that's their worldview. They love this kind of stuff, and no Christian should be a part of that.
And the two ads that you're talking about, one says, hey, girl, we're excited about easy access to birth control, and I'm excited about getting to know you.
Yep.
Okay, so, you know, fornication, birth control, it's sweet. And the other one, let's get physical. OMG, he's hot.
Yeah, there
it is. Let's hope he's easy to get as this birth control.
Yep, there it is. Friends, taking God's name in vain, celebrating drunkenness and fornication because it's all right. It's A-okay. We've got the biggest, most powerful government on planet Earth to provide for my health care when I get AIDS or when I come close to losing my liver and may have to die and go to the judgment seat and deal with God. Well, that was the part they didn't mention in the ed, Dave. They forgot to mention that little piece about, you know, death and judgment inevitable. You know, Obamacare might be able to put it off for 6 months, but that's going to be about it, friends.
Kevin, of the 21 ads that are on this website of the Colorado is putting forward, not one shows a what would be known as a husband and a wife. Not one shows an intact family. Yeah. Not one shows anybody in pursuit of righteousness. What we see is frivolous, profligate living being subsidized by the government. The government is now subsidizing sin. If you want to keep your fornicating lifestyle, you can keep your fornicating lifestyle, period.
Majority of Americans are having kids out of wedlock, at least under 30 years of age. Majority of Americans living an immoral lifestyle, and, you know, they're moving more and more towards an ungodly lifestyle subsidized by government. And so here, I'm just saying I don't want to be a part of that. I want to opt out of it. And you can, actually, with the Christian Medical Sharing Ministries, which, by the way, do not allow for profligate lifestyles. It's interesting, Dave. I was looking at Samaritan Ministries just yesterday. I was signing one of the forms for a church member in our family, church family, and turns out that, Samaritan Ministries does not allow you to drunk to excess. It does not allow you to get involved in drugs and tobacco, and it doesn't allow you to
adultery or fornication
outside. Yeah, live and fornicate outside of wedlock. So here's the guidelines for Samaritans, Dave. They say, hey, you've got to be a professing Christian according to biblical principles, be in agreement with the following member statement of faith. I believe in the triune God. I believe Jesus Christ was God in the flesh. He was born of a virgin, lived a sinless life. I believe that all people are born with a sinful nature, can be saved from eternal death only by trusting in Christ's atoning death and resurrection to save us from our sins and give us eternal life. Not exactly Obamacare, not exactly the worldview reflected in those ads.
No. And
they missed it. They missed it.
I don't want to spend too much time in the stench of these ads, but there's two more ads that I think really put the cherry on top and really demonstrate to everybody who's listening that this is a war, and this is a war against righteousness. There is an ad where two girls are hauling off with a guy, some, I don't know, maybe a cardboard cutout of some guy that's supposed to be handsome. It says, hey, girl, now that being a woman is no longer a pre-existing condition, let's run away together. Oh, are they sowing the seeds of discontent among women? Much?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Of course they are. That was a sarcasm tag right there at the end. Now, here's the last one that I want to talk about. Kevin, it says Keg ER, emergency room. And there's this guy who it says, not sure how I ended up here perched on top of this keg. I could totally fall, but that's okay.
I've got Obamacare.
That's okay. Yeah. I've got, folks, this is not hell insurance. This is really encouraging, subsidizing even. This is glamorizing sin to the utmost. This is a all-out war on righteousness.
And don't forget the lesbians down there towards the end of the list of those ads.
I'm trying to.
So, folks, you want to subsidize this? You want to be part of that system? Go ahead. If you love the idea of subsidizing evil, subsidizing immorality, not holding people accountable for the immoral behavior, go ahead. Support it. But these Christian medical sharing ministries, they require you to attend church regularly, at least 3 times out of 4 weeks per month that your health or the weather permits. And Dave, I mean, I signed that off for a family in our church just yesterday. They're 3 out of 4 weeks minimum. They're right there, second row back in the front there. And they asked me to sign their form. I signed it away. You know, I checked that. And of course, the pastor or the elder or the deacon or somebody who knows you is responsible for signing off for you. Why? Because this is an accountable system. This is a relational system. This is where Christians are related to each other relationally, and they know each other, and they hold each other accountable. Now, the whole unaccountable system, which, by the way, the whole insurance program is unaccountable, and the whole unaccountable form of charity, the whole unaccountable form of socialism, is something that we ought to move away from. We ought to direct ourselves more towards a biblical approach to charity, which is local, voluntary, accountable, and charitable. And friends, this is the direction that the Christian Medical Sharing Ministries have been headed for the last 20, 25 years, thankfully. And of course, the rest of the system isn't interested in a Christian accountable system, but we are. We think it's important. It's also important here that you agree not to abuse any legal or prescribed substance, abstain totally from illegal drugs, abstain from tobacco use. Also choose one option regarding the use of alcohol, either abstain totally from all the beverages containing alcohol or limit consumption of alcohol to moderate amounts so as never to drink to drunkenness. And also those involved in Christian Medical Sharing Ministries abstain from any sexual activity outside of traditional biblical marriage as designed by God between one man and one woman, which is contradicted by just about every ad promoting Obamacare that we talked about this morning. Yeah. Credible, Dave. Well, the contrast between those people who want to subsidize the ungodly, immoral behavior that inevitably results in extremely high medical costs. Friends, when you live a dissipate lifestyle, guess what happens? You're going to wind up in the hospital. You're going to wind up with way more medical costs than anybody else on average. And that's what drives up medical costs in America, making America one of the most expensive nations in the world when it comes to medical costs as a percentage of the gross national product. So, friends, here's the solution to the problem. The solution to the problem is a biblical solution, largely, I think, taken care of by the Christian Medical Sharing Ministries. And I would recommend SamaritanMinistries.org to those of you who aren't buying into this macro system that is socialist, that is encouraging immorality, that is willing to fund abortifacients right and left. And by the way, that money is going to come out of your pocket if you participate. And I would recommend that people move more and more towards the Christian Medical Sharing Ministries, Dave.
Kevin, if you just look at the problem systemically from a national perspective, suppose for a moment that you're the one of the civil authorities of the United States. Right now, it is the sin that is bankrupting the medical system. It is people having sexual relationships outside of marriage. If you took that out of the equation of society, if everybody just stopped fornicating, so you're not going to subsidize the government. People weren't having children out of wedlock. There wasn't adultery. There wasn't the spread of STDs. AIDS would practically stop. The medical costs would be reduced significantly. The crime costs would reduce significantly. The tyranny would reduce significantly. If you took away sexual fornication and adultery, and you took away drug use and alcoholism, you would cut, I believe, medical costs in this country by about 50%.
Well, David,
just by not subsidizing
that's it. That's exactly what's happened with Christian Medical Sharing Ministries. I've told people if I compare insurance programs to Christian Medical Sharing that I have done for the last 14 years of my family's life since I moved from the corporate world to a ministry world, I think we've saved about $180,000. $180,000 we've saved in medical costs, insurance costs since 1999 when we started with Samaritan Ministries.
And Kevin, that's great. That flows from your person. But think about this. Sin costs.
Yeah.
It costs now and it costs eternally. Sin costs money in the economy. It costs money to a family. The cost of overcoming our sins is significant. That doesn't mean that you'll never catch a cold or you won't get cancer. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that the additional costs of sin are significant. How significant are they? It's so significant that the very Son of God had to die in order to redeem his people. That's how expensive sin is. That's the eternal consequence. We praise the Lord. We praise Christ that he loved us while we were yet sinners, while we were in our sin. But if we don't forsake our sin, it will cost us right here and now, even those who are redeemed.
An important distinction I want to make here, Dave. Jesus did not subsidize immorality. Jesus paid for it so that you can be free from it. He did not subsidize it or encourage you to continue in your sin. By the way, if you want to subsidize drunkenness and fornication, lesbianism, and everything else that Obamacare is all about, you can be involved in the Obamacare program. This is what the Obamacare ads are presenting, at least in Colorado. If you have all your life wanted to subsidize and encourage as much drunkenness and as much fornication as possible, you can do it with Obamacare. That's what the recent ads are presenting. I'm not making anything up here, friends. These are the ads that are being presented in Colorado.
Kevin, that's what the law requires. The law requires that as an official plan, an approved plan, is one that will subsidize things like abortion and things like fornication. You are contributing. Whether you, I understand it's by compulsion of law. Anytime you have an incompetent program and you need people in it, you have to have a tyrant to push them in. I understand all that, but the law requires that you subsidize sin and not righteousness.
Yeah. Do you want to do that? Obamacare is there for you. Now, I'm guessing there's about 40 to 45% of Americans that do not want to subsidize drunkenness and fornication. They just don't want to do it. Maybe it's 20 to 25%. I don't know. But my guess is there's still at least 60, 80, 100 million people in America that don't want to be a part of that. Why not the Christian Medical Sharing Ministries that were exempted in the health care bill in 2010? Why not be a part of the Christian Medical Sharing Ministries? It's a different worldview, I know. It's a different approach to medical care, I know. It's because it's biblical. The attempt is to move it in a biblical direction. Now, is it the most perfect approach to funding medical needs that has ever been developed? No, but I think it's a great step in a good direction. Kevin Swanson here. This is the Generations Radio Broadcast. Be back in just a moment. Welcome back to the Generations Radio Broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host, with you. Coming to you from my basement out here in the Eastern Plains of Colorado as we watch the demise of Western civilization, the breakdown of faith, family, and freedom, and of course, the breakdown of sexuality, always an important part of the breakdown of any civilization. And indeed, Hawaii has become the 16th state to adopt the Neuronic Agenda. And earlier this week, we talked about that possibly happening. Of course, it did pass the House, signed by the governor. And according to this LifeSite News article, they have now become the 16th state to become an advocate of the Neuronic Agenda. That is, they're really behind what Nero was all about, who hoped and hoped and hoped that sometime in the history of the world, his great agenda of same-sex marriage would happen. Nero, the very worst, most tyrannical, most evil man who probably ever lived, finally has seen his great namesake come to pass in 16 states in America. By the way, 8 states this year. Okay, 16 states since 2004. Massachusetts was the first state. Now Hawaii has become the 16th state, the 8th state this year, meaning that the Pandora's box is wide open now, baby, and the whole thing is happening right before our eyes. All right, my friends, but here's the point I want to make on this one, Dave. The LifeSite News article brought out the opposition. The other story I was looking at hardly even mentioned it, but wow, 10,000 people showed up. And the other story did say that the vast majority of the inputs that were taken at the House committee meeting was opposed to homosexual marriage happening in Hawaii. 10,000 rallied, some 5,000 signed up to testify on the bill, and only 425 were allowed to speak before the state Senator Clayton Hee cut the meeting off. The state Senate passed the bill 19-4 with 2 abstentions, so they were just so excited to get this thing through. And the governor, Neil Abercrombie, apparently signed the bill, calling the bill furthering fairness, justice, and human equality in the state. Today we celebrate Nero's great accomplishment. Oh, I'm sorry. Today we celebrate our diversity defining us rather than dividing us, blah, 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 blah. But Dave, evidently 10,000 people were not all that keen on it. So it's not like this did anything to define the state. It rather divided the state. And I think the division is going to be more and more severe across this country as those who are pulling the hand grenade and destroying the family, destroying all semblances of civilization, sexuality in this country are getting the open check, the blank check to do whatever they want to do. I think there will be some people who want to somehow salvage some little piece of civilization. And there will not be unity between these two groups. I'm sorry. This will divide. Those who want to kill civilization, those who want to sustain civilization, they will not be on the same page. Sorry. It just doesn't work that way, Governor Abercrombie and Fitch, or whoever he is.
Whoever he is. Jim Hogberg, president of the Hawaii Family Advocate Group, said this was the largest, most monumental, and historic gathering of people at the Hawaii Capitol ever.
And may I say, it's not easy to travel from island to island in Hawaii.
No, it's not.
Not at all. These guys had to pay, $150. No, actually, it's about $250 to make it island to island. I mean, these people put a lot of money down to make it to the Capitol.
And they completely ignored them.
And
completely
even just
ignored
getting around Oahu is not easy. The roads are not, it's not an easy town to navigate through. Yeah. That's why there's so many helicopters. I know that from Hawaii 5-0 when I was a kid. Look, it's a historic outpouring of protest. We saw this in Puerto Rico. We see the press continually ignores that there is protests against this. And instead, they love to package this evil in ways that would gloss it over. Our president, say what you will about him, this is what he said: "I've always been proud to have been born in Hawaii, and today makes me even prouder." He's very proud that Nero's getting his way there in Hawaii against the wishes of a huge number of people.
Yeah.
Now, Hawaii is an interesting place because it's like a 60-40 state. 60% are liberal and kind of hate the people on the islands. There's a lot of distrust of the mainlanders and so forth, the Haoles. And there's about 40%.
I'm sorry.
There's about 40% who oppose this.
But I'm contrasting two articles here. I just got to say this.
Okay.
Here's the one article about 50 people with the whole rainbow thing, right? Uh-huh. And then you hit the LifeSite News picture and you've got 10,000 people packed into that picture. You see that?
Yes.
Okay, contrast these. Okay, you see your picture. Take a look at the mainline news program.
Yeah.
Okay. There you got 50. There you got 10,000 people showed up. Dave, personally, I think there's a very, very small minority, and the socialist governments are doing their best to ruin their civilizations and break them down. That's their agenda. That's what they want to do. But I think there is a substantial group of people who don't want to move in this direction. I think of Elijah, who's, you know, broadcasting from his basement back in, what, 1000 AD or BC. And, you know, Elijah was not popular. Elijah was not popular. His radio program was not well accepted. And it was him against, you know, 800 screaming, flesh-cutting, human-sacrificing prophets of Baal on Carmel. And he was unpopular. I mean, they had a contract out on his life. They were not happy with Elijah. But God told Elijah there were 7,000 people, say out of about a million people, there were still 7,000 who had not bowed a knee to Baal. And in the end, God is on Elijah's side, and he's not on the majority side. He's not on the side of those who are doing their best to destroy this nation.
It turns out, Kevin, that the rule of nations has never been about majorities.
Never.
It's never, ever been about majorities. Christ reigns from the throne. That's rule number one. You know, rule number two is it matters who his people and how his people behave. If it's my people, if they are who are called by my name, if they'll humble themselves, if they'll seek my face, if they'll pray, it's always been about the people of God. This is why it matters, Christians, who you vote for. This is why it matters, Christians, why when you go down to the Capitol, you proclaim the law of God. Forget this. Oh, God doesn't care about this second kingdom of politics and life. God cares very deeply. You realize that because Christians do not care about the law of God when it comes to ruling God's lands through his civil magistrates, that you are going to be forced by law, you're going to have to violate the law of men to not be forced to pay for abortions, for homosexual activities, for drunkenness, for fornication, for everything that God calls abominable. You are going to be forced to subsidize because when the day came to stand in the gap, you were embarrassed by the law of God.
Yeah. And friends, even if you're in the minority, so what? So what? And I know the majority is saying, well, we're right because the media is on our side, because the universities are on our side, because all the politicians are saying it's okay to kill Jews or have the neurotic homosexual marriages or fill in the blank. The democracies will go wherever the democracies want to go. They'll elect whatever Hitler they want to elect. They'll bring in whatever sham morality they want to bring in. The bottom line is either you're going to stand for the revealed word of God, the law of God as established in the Ten Commandments and by all 66 books of biblical morality. Either you're going to stand on the morality of Scripture, or you're just going to take up the morality of Mark Twain or Charles Darwin or Karl Marx or Margaret Sanger or whoever the gods of the marketplace are who swing into town with a whole new approach to pigs having wings and other beautiful things. All right. Our stand is taken on the moral law of God as communicated in the Word of God. That's the only standard for righteousness. You might as well stand somewhere. You might as well stand for that which is right. The other position has no basis for its morality. No basis for its morality. They'll tell you there's no basis for the morality. They'll just yell at you, heretic, as loud as they possibly can to try to shame you out of your position as you stand on the principles of God's law. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to commend the people from Hawaii who showed up at the Capitol. Yes, they were beat to a pulp. Yes, the government there totally ignored them. Yes, the government is hell-bent to destroy their nation or their state, as governments everywhere are in the Western world. But I talk about why this is the case and why we're going to win in my book, Apostate. Available at our website, kevinswanson.com. Friends, I would encourage you to understand what is going on with the neuronic agenda and the massive apostasy that is being shoved down the throats of hundreds of millions of Christians in the Western world. You need to know the story. I write the story. I write about the men who destroyed the Christian West, who destroyed Western civilization. You want to know who these men are? You want to know their agendas? You need to read my book, Apostate, available at our website, kevinswanson.com. By the way, we have extended our BOGO deal, buy one, get one free deal for one more week. So if you're interested, right now is the time to get a copy of Apostate for you and another copy for a friend who needs to read the story. This is Kevin Swanson, and I want to invite you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.